At least 50 people have died. More than 1,000 are injured after forest fires raged through towns near the Greek capital, Athens. Hundreds of firefighters have been fighting back these blazes, which broke out Monday and have been fueled by powerful hot winds. Now, Greece is asking the European Union for help. Joanna Kakissis has more.
Powerful winds swept smoke from the fires into a huge, glowing cloud visible from the Acropolis Hill in Athens. The sky looked orange. Live coverage from TV News showed flames burning through homes and pine forests, and desperate homeowners trying to fight the flames with garden hoses and buckets filled with water. Late Monday night, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras pleaded with residents to evacuate.
What's most important now is your life. We've got to remain calm and focus on saving human lives. Properties and material wealth can be replaced. Human lives cannot.
One government official suggested that arson was behind the fires. One fire raged near the seaside town of Kineta, about 35 miles west of Athens. Another fire east of Athens consumed at least one village. The fires trapped children in summer camps and vacationers on beaches. Forest fires are not uncommon in Greece. Summers are hot and dry here, but they are rarely this deadly. The current fires are the worst since 2007, when dozens died in southern Greece.
Εκεί, δυστυχώς, είχαμε και τον μεγαλύτερο αριθμό τραυματιών.
The government spokesman Dimitris Zanakopoulos told reporters that most of those who died in the current fires had been trapped in their vehicles while fleeing. The youngest victim, according to authorities, is a baby who died of smoke inhalation. Yorgos Mathiopoulos, who's in charge of Greece's emergency services, told a TV reporter that the death count is expected to rise.
We haven't stopped looking for bodies or for the injured all night. Today it will become clear how many more have died.
At least 26 charred bodies were found early Tuesday near a beach east of Athens. The Greek Red Cross said some of those victims died holding each other. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.